Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Banks it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it! Stop it! Did not do it like that!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. KC Johnson joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, KC. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We are living the dream, and Zach LaVine is on a roll. He's scored 25-plus points in the last five games. That's the longest streak of that kind in his career, and 30 last night, and knocking down his threes. Fun to watch.
Yeah, he's playing at a very high level, Mully, and I would add in the 7 rebounds and 7 assists, because all you hear from Jim Boylan and from Zach is that, you know, he wants to become more of a complete player, more of a two-way player. So I think his decision-making has grown considerably this season. He's obviously had the ball in his hands a lot. His usage rate is incredibly high, and he's delivering more often than not. He's had some high-profile misses at the end of games, but the thing that stands out always about Zach is he is not daunted by those misses at all. He wants the ball in his hands. He wants to take the big shot, and he's an extremely confident dude, and we'll see if it warrants an all-star berth here pretty soon.
KC, last night, Daniel Gafford goes out with a thumb injury. The Bulls say 2 to 4 weeks. Wendell Carter Jr. already out for the next several weeks. How are they going to protect the rim? I know Felicio is there. I know that Luke Kornet has, he's on the team as well, but defense is not exactly his forte. So what are they going to do?
Yeah, I mean, Jim, obviously we asked him about that post game. He said, you know, he's got to sit down with the staff and go through options. Clearly against small teams or teams where the matchups allow this, you're going to see them go small with Markkanen at 5 and Thad Young at 4. Thad, while not a great rim protector, is extremely adept at getting deflections and is a very savvy defensive player. Kornet's actually a decent rim protector. His blocks per minute is very high. It's just his mobility that's more the issue because, obviously it's been well documented that the Bulls are asking their center to do a lot in this aggressive defensive scheme that they're using. And Carter is the best at it, and Gafford would be the second best at it in terms of athleticism. Jim's post game last night said I'm not in fear of putting Felicio out there. So obviously he got some run last night. I think in the short term, you're going to have to lean on him. You know, it was amazing during the game, the number of Twitter mentions coming at me saying, Bulls need to sign Joakim Noah, Bulls need to sign Joakim Noah. I love Joe as much as the next guy, but first of all, Bulls, they don't have a roster spot. They got 15 guaranteed deals. They'd have to eat some money to sign him. So I don't see that happening. I think they'll just ride it out in the short term with a combination of those lineups that I already mentioned.
When you talk about Zach LaVine and playing at an all-star level, obviously the game's here. They often throw bones to guys that are around here. Do you imagine him in this game? Should he be in the game?
Well, I'll say this. He's certainly playing at an all-star caliber level and is worthy of discussion and inclusion if it happens. But if you just look at the list, it gets filled up pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So from my estimation, it's going to take an injury replacement for him to get in. I could be wrong. And it's really going to come down to me to two things. You know, if Kyrie Irving if he earns a starting nod from the fan, the media, and player vote, that would gum things up a little. And he decides to play, that would gum things up a little bit. That would hurt Zach's chances considerably. If he's not one of those starters, I think he does get in then. And then also, it's going to come down to how much coaches value winning when they go to make the reserve selections, because there are a lot of players from from winning programs that are having very strong seasons in the backcourt. Malcolm Brogdon from the Pacers, Fred VanVleet and Kyle Lowry from the Raptors. You know, you got to believe the Celtics are going to have two with Kemba Walker and Tatum. Maybe Jaylen Brown gets them the third. The Bucks will have two, and Giannis and likely Chris Middleton. So it's going to come down to one or two spots. You know, if he gets in, it's not like it's going to be some outrageous thing. I mean, he's playing at an extremely high level, but it's going to be really tight for him to get in.
You know, KC, he's played himself into that conversation. I mean, when he averaged 32 points over the last five games, and he's been pretty consistent as a scorer, that's the kind of thing that you're going to talk about. Lauri Markkanen, on the other hand, as we continue to discuss, has not. And last night, you still watch him and you still wonder, what is going on? Is it the ankle? Is it what's the holding him back from being a more impactful player? And as we ask these questions, which tend to be redundant, are the Bulls asking the questions that are going through our heads as well in the front office?
Well, I posted a piece, obviously, because Monday in Boston was the halfway point. I posted a piece on our website, you know, and I thought, to me, one of the biggest takeaways from the first half of the season was, what is Lauri Markkanen's ceiling? Because you've got that ceiling pegged to be all-star level for this rebuild to succeed, and, you know, just anybody can see it. That's clearly not happening this season. I mean, if anything, he's regressing this season. As to why it's happening, David, I mean, you know, to me, the reasons that kind of made sense earlier in the season in terms of him getting adjusted to the new scheme and figuring out the offense are gone. I do think the ankle is limiting him a little bit, but I'm not putting, you know, nine shots and single-digit points on that. I'm really not. I really think that the one consistent theme that ties his early season struggles to what's going on now, he obviously had a very strong December, but the theme that ties the two periods of struggles together are his personality. And I think his personality and his ability to, or desire to always do the right basketball play and fit into the team scheme and not assert himself and not be selfish and not be aggressive and not be nasty, I think those things allow him to fade into the background too much. And that's got to be a troubling thing if you're a member of Bulls management.
You know, obviously the trade deadline is out there. I guess the ideal would be if Galicia was good enough that you could trade him after this appearance. That is a long stretch of the imagination.
Showcase time, baby.
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, Thaddeus Young had a good game last night. I mean, I don't know. Is it time for that? Do you need to do that if you're not winning and you're worried about a position?
Well, I would try to trade Thad Young for one reason, and this is not a knock against Thad. He's a total pro playing it. He's actually playing at a very high level lately. I would trade him just to force Jim Boylan to play Lauri Markkanen more. Lowry's minutes have hovered in the 28 to 31 to 32 range all season. You know, maybe right now that's happening because of the ankle. You can't get really a straight answer from anybody. Only Lowry knows ultimately how badly that ankle is limiting him. But it's beyond the ankle. It's happened all season. And to me, Lowry's got to be playing 34 to 36 minutes a night. So, you know, I'll tell you this. Any trade they make to me is not – it's not a trade made with, hey, this is for the playoff push for the eighth seed. This is more kind of get what you can for a Denzel Valentine, because he clearly doesn't have a future here. This is if you're blown away by a Chris Dunn offer and you're worried about what might happen with him in restricted free agency this summer. This is, you know, a veteran team showing interest, a playoff team showing interest in Thad Young, and them giving you the right salary relief or rotational player in return. It's not a trade of you know, Zach LaVine or something like that. So, but yeah, I personally think you need to solve this Young marketing problem and move Young just to free up minutes for Lowry because he's not playing enough. Simple as that.
Quickly before I let you go, what happened to Denzel Valentine, KC? Because I thought that he had emerged from the doghouse, and yet that's where he's seems to be back in.
He's been one of the more mysterious situations that I've not been able to crack. Jim is usually incredibly transparent about things, and you know, even publicly, privately, whatever, I've not been able to figure out what the deal is there. You know, there was a well-documented instance early in the season when Jim was asked about why he's out of the rotation, and Jim just said, 'cause I don't I don't want him in there. You know, well, why not? I just don't want to. You know, it's almost like he was almost like a petulant child about it. And you wondered if like something, there was something personal, but it from what we've been able to figure out just in general is, you know, the pre-draft knocks about Denzel's athleticism have kind of borne out. I think Jim thinks the game's a little too fast for him now. You know, I just think with a guy who's got that court vision and that shooting ability, for particularly for a team that struggles offensively as much as the Bulls do, you know, I thought he was impacting winning while he was out there for those stretches in December. The other thing about Denzel that gets overlooked a little bit is he's got some swag to him. He's got some, you know, spirit and personality to him. He was running around the court, you know, doing primal screens, getting the crowd involved. That he was always a little bit like that, and then that year away from basketball emboldened that dynamic in him even further. So I personally think that would be good for the Bulls rotation too, but I'm not the coach of the Chicago Bulls.
Pity. Thanks, KC. We appreciate
it. I think we're all thankful for that, by the way.
Thanks, KC. Keep up the good work.
You're the best. All right,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.